Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Well, good evening, and welcome to the second and final hour of the show. It is a Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are, of course, powered by SID Media. It is a Wednesday, so that means that we get into our Entrepreneurship and Small Business Wednesday. For those of you who don't know, firstly, I judge you, where have you been? Because where else would you find such content? We bring you some of the best and leading entrepreneurs on the African continent. And today is no different at all. But I'd like to hear from you. +27734703520. How was your Wednesday, by the way? Let me know. Please share with me. I'd like to know how your Wednesday was. But I hope that it was a good Wednesday. As mentioned, it is Wednesday. So we're talking to Mdange Logistics. And this one is owned by Sisibusi. As you know, we bring you some of the best entrepreneurs. And she'll be sharing with us some of her lessons on her entrepreneurial journey. For those of you who want to be, or what we call aspiring entrepreneurs, I hope that her story will just move you a little bit, if it at all, into the right direction. She's joining us to tell us a little bit about that business. Good evening, ma'am, and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Tapelo.
How are
you? Thank you for having me in the show.
Thank you.
I'm well, and how are you?
Thank you for asking. I'm doing very well, despite the circumstances and everything that's happening. I think I can't wait for December. I'm tired. I just have this fatigue. I don't know about you, but now I want to go home now.
Okay, we are all tired because the body can say that, you know what, it's August. We've been pushing from January. Now we are in the month of August. We are tired.
We're very, very tired. And I'm sure for you as entrepreneurs, this is perhaps the most stressful time because it's payroll, it's people and all those. So now we are sitting and waiting for our money. That's all you want to know. Thank you so much for joining us. Really, really appreciate it. Mdange Logistics, right? So that's what we're talking about today. But let's start here. Who are you? For people who may not know you, well, now we know you. We've done a little bit of research about you. That's why we thought, look, there's no one who deserves to be here at this time than you. So we know you. We've done a bit of research. So if you had to tell our listeners, and I know it may be a very weird question for you when people say, ubani, well, who are you?
All right. Like I said, Tapelo, thank you very much for having
thank
me
you
in
for
your
coming.
Show. My name is Busisiwe Mgogoshe, originally from Eastern Cape.
Okay.
So I'm a single mother of two.
Yes.
I've got two beautiful children.
Okay.
My daughter, her name is Luanga Lunga Nam. She's 13 years old. And my son is 9 years old. His name is Kayone.
Yes.
Must say, Tapelo, I am so blessed to be able to look after these souls because they're making me to look out for life. They're making me to work very hard. What's the reason of being existence? And if you cannot leave a legacy, so I'm doing this for my kids.
I love that.
So the name Mdange Logistics, where it comes from, it comes from Isiduko Sam, if I can explain it in Xhosa.
Okay.
So maybe in Zulu, like Isithakazelo.
Yes.
So I am Ubusisiwe Ndingumtshawe Ndingumdange.
Okay.
So Isithakazelo Sam.
Ah.
Exactly. So that's where Mdange comes from.
Ah.
Because I also want them to know, if I'm no longer in this world one day, they need to know where is Mgogoshe comes from, where is Mtshawe coming from. So they need to be able to know that. So that is basically me.
Yes.
And like you have said, Tapelo, I'm in a branding environment.
Okay.
I'm in a business.
Yeah.
I'm in a printing a business.
Okay.
So if you talk about corporate branding, if you want to talk about school uniform, birthday parties, unveiling, there's a lot.
Yeah.
If you talk about branding and printing, I'm your girl.
Oh, look at that. for our listeners. Listeners who may not know what Isithakazelo is, it's a totem, I understand, in English. And that means, it's your surname, and then you've got the totem, that goes with that. So that's where Mdange actually comes from her surname, Mgogoshe, the Eastern Cape. You said whereabouts in Eastern Cape?
In King Williamstown,
King Williamstown.
in Tapuche location. Yes, I'm
Ah,
coming from King
fantastic.
Williamstown,
Yeah.
Tapuche location.
Look at
Yes.
that. Look at that. Okay, I want to come back to that a bit. But now you said you're in the printing and, you know, corporate branding and all those sort of stuff. What brought you into that type of a business? I mean, there's so much other businesses that you could have gone into, but particularly this one, why? Did you love it?
I actually did, but I
Okay.
just want to be honest because, first of all, I was referred to a friend
Okay.
who's doing exactly the same thing.
Ah.
I think I must mention his name because
Yeah.
he really did a great job in terms of mentoring and
Yeah.
assisting me
Okay.
at All World Media. So he was doing exactly the same thing.
Yes.
And also something that also brought me in this
Yes.
environment,
Yeah.
because sometimes you attend conferences and function, you will see, man, no, man, there's a gap here. You cannot be
Definite.
handing out diaries and pens that are not branded, because
Yes.
remember, when you give those branded items, they leave memories. When
Yes,
people
definite.
leaving the function, they
Definite.
leave with the memories and lessons of
Yeah.
that day.
Yeah.
So those ideas, actually what has brought me in this business. Yes.
And how long is the business now? In fact, when did it start?
I will say 5 years, but
5 years.
I started more to be serious in this business, especially after COVID. You know, there's COVID has taught us a lot of things.
Yes, yes.
Yes, so then you really had to sit and think, what is it that I need to do for me to be able to survive? So
Yeah.
yeah, it has been around for 5 years.
5 years. They say most businesses
Yes.
fail in the first year, and if they make it, they usually don't make it past the 3rd year. So you are in the 5th year. So congrats to you. I think if I had like those hands thing applause there, I was gonna play them for you. But I think you've survived 5 years. That's amazing. Particularly COVID. What was it like for you as a printing and logistics and corporate branding company? It was quiet, most businesses we hear at the time.
It was dead.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, yes. If I can put it that way,
Yo.
it was dead, because remember, some of the businesses were closing down.
Yes,
Some of
yes.
the companies, they were not operating how they
Yes,
used to
yes.
operate.
Yeah.
Obviously, if they not our clients, if my clients actually they're not making money, I am not gonna get a business. So
Definite.
I had to understand, but I told myself, I'm not gonna give up. I know that
Yes.
things will turn around, and when
Yes.
things are turning around, definitely they will also turn around in my
Yeah.
business as well.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. I love that spirit. So what would you
Yes.
say, makes you different from all the other companies or, you know, businesses in the same sector as well? What's your touch that makes it so different, that makes people want to say, I want it done by Mdanya?
I think what I wouldn't say it makes me a different, but
Yeah.
that's what I always tell myself. You know
Yeah.
what?
Yeah.
I will always deliver quality, and no matter what, I want to when Tapelo place that order, I want the next person to ask that, where did you get this,
Yes,
so that
yes.
Tapelo can be able to refer me to the
Yes.
next person. Because you
Yeah.
know, sometimes a word of mouth is can go
Very
beyond. Word
powerful.
of mouth can go beyond. So that's what makes me a different. And let me just make an example,
Yeah.
because like, if we can check in my car
Yeah.
right now, I've got samples of laptop bag, I've got
Sure.
samples of pen, I've got caps,
Sure.
I've got anything that is branded, so that if I had to meet someone right now
Yes,
and they
yes.
ask for sample,
Yeah.
I mustn't think twice. I must say,
Yeah.
you know what, I've got it in my car,
Yes.
or maybe I've got it in my house, I will
Yeah.
have to look for it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's actually living your business, right? It's your business is part of you. You are part of the business, so it makes sense for you to have that. And often, Vele, it's very disappointing if I meet you somewhere and I want a sample. You still have to tell me, no, I'm gonna come to you after 2 days. I'm not interested anymore. I've found someone else and all that. So it's really
Yeah,
great to
remember
actually do that.
there's competition,
Yes,
Tapelo. So if
definite,
I'm going to say I'm going to give you a
definite.
sample, in 2 days. You might get someone that is going to give you within a day. So
Definite,
I must be
definite.
able to give it to you now with no excuses.
There's no truth, more than that one. Okay, let's talk about customers then. Do you even remember who your first customer was? You know, without necessarily naming them, but what was that like getting that first customer? I'm sure it was reassuring to you to say you are on the right track, right? When people now buy, or at least that first customer walked through your door, whether they called you or whatever, to say, I actually want to place an order. Do you remember them and what was their experience like?
I still remember exactly, and it was a big order. It was, I'm not gonna mention the name. It was a crash, actually. It was a crash where my daughter used to go to. So when I was marketing the business, they said, "Oh, by the way, we're looking for golf shirts and tracksuit." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, at that time, they didn't even have a logo.
Yes.
I said, okay, just give me an idea. What is it that you want to do? So I took that logo. We started from scratch, creating the logo, sending to them. They had to approve it. And then we had to do the tracksuit. We did the golf and the tracksuit. And the very, I remember when they, because they were launching a new uniform.
Yes.
So I remember when they did that, they invited me. They said, no, you are invited. It was in the month of May. They said, no, you are invited. All the kids will be wearing the tracksuit today.
Sure.
I just couldn't believe myself when I was looking at these kids looking so beautiful. And I'm like, okay, is this really
this
me?
This is my work.
So I still remember my first customer. Yes.
Oh,
I still remember my first
okay.
customer.
And then other customers, I'm sure, grew from there. How do you get customers? How do you advertise yourself?
Okay, so how do I get customers? Like I'm saying, it's word of mouth, Tapelo, because it's one person talking to another. Like I said, reputation goes beyond people.
Yeah.
And I know that when let me make an example with a catch that I did was this tracksuit and golf t-shirt for them.
Yeah.
You know, after 2 or 3 months, I got a call.
Okay.
From another a teacher in the same area as well.
Yeah.
They were also looking for golf t-shirt and tracksuit. So that's how it started. And also, like, if I'm attending a function, and I can see that these items are not branded. However, I do have my branded items in my car. So I'll give them my business card. I sometimes even give them samples because that's how I'm marketing myself. So I'll give them the samples so that when they go back to their offices, whoever that is in charge of marketing, they can show those people the catalogs. Have the catalogs. I even give anyone that I met and explain when a person is interested in my business.
That's beautiful.
Guaranteed, you've got my catalog.
That's really beautiful. Now, you spoke about having to sometimes do logos or designs for clients. How do you generate those ideas around either a logo, someone who doesn't have a logo, or, you know, you kind of put it together, this thing must look like this? And how do you do that? Do you pray? Do you go to some room? Or, you know how creatives will tell you that, you know, to be creative, you need some sort of time. For example, artists who say, I just need to be in studio. That's when the ideas start flowing and I can see the song and the bass and the whatever. For you, who's also needing to be creative at times, how do you generate ideas?
So to be creative sometimes, like you're saying, you do need your me time or what?
Yes.
So I will just take my laptop.
Yeah.
For instance, if it's just on a Saturday, I'll just take my laptop.
Yeah.
Go and sit somewhere, and like I've mentioned, that I've got the guy that has introduced a friend of mine that has introduced me to this. So I'll just do a rough a sketch of it, and then I'll say, you know what? What do you think of this?
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, this doesn't look nice. I'm like, oh, okay, it's fine.
Mm.
Let me re-look at it. And you know what? You have mentioned something that do I pray? I each and every time I get a call, whether someone is requesting a quote, I always pray.
Amen.
I said, Lord, let your will be done. Let it not be me that will be doing that. Let it be you.
Yeah.
So sometimes you really need that, because sometimes it also motivates yourself.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Oh, that's really love. Now, I'm sure that when you started the business, right, you had hopes, you had dreams, and you thought, within this year, within the next 5 years, this is where I will be. And maybe you did a little bit of projections and you could see, like, I don't know how many millions and all that. So what I'm trying to get at is, what were some of the things that you were expecting when you started the business versus what the reality was now running this business?
You know, when you start a business, you've got an expectation.
Yes,
and obviously that expectation, you expect everything to be successful.
Smooth, yeah.
You really don't think of it's one day that I won't be able to have money to do certain things.
Yeah.
So sometimes that's what we think. And you always have this expectation, by the end of this year, I should be able to have 50 customers,
yes.
In those 50 customers, I must at least retain 100 K. But reality is like, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's really not, that's not how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Sometimes reality always helps with rent check, to be honest. It also helps us to give ourselves a realistic timeline.
Yes.
And also to be honest, that you know what, it's really not going to work.
Yeah.
And reality will humble you, humble you, my brother.
It
brings you to earth, because you cannot go to floor 7 if you haven't been on floor 1.
Yes,
so
definitely.
That's reality. And in between that, you learn, you learn that there's other market, there's competition outside, not the whole South Africa is looking and dying. I need to know that the person next to me might be doing the same thing.
Yes.
So I mustn't, my expectation mustn't be that high.
Sure, that's very, very true. Okay, let's talk about you now as a person. What is the driving force towards your entrepreneurial journey? In other words, what motivates you? What makes you wake up in the morning and say, despite the challenges that you know, you might be facing at that particular point in time, or despite the general challenges that just comes with raising, you know, running a business, what motivates you?
It's the output.
Mm.
Helping clients,
and
that's what I love to see.
Yeah.
And you know, and being able to deliver to the expectation. You know, I've said to you that sometimes you pray.
Yeah.
You even pray. You also pray, because remember, I am not doing everything.
Yes.
am not for instance, I'll make an example. If it's a laptop bag, I am not manufacturing that laptop bag.
Yes.
You pray from the supplier that is going to deliver that laptop bag. They must deliver the best. You pray till the last point of the order.
Yeah.
And also getting that feedback, positive feedback from your clients.
Yeah.
When the product has been delivered, you get that email, thank you so much, Wusi. We have received your bottles.
Yes.
We really love them.
Yeah.
And also you're taking ideas in that and bring them into reality.
Mm.
So that really, really motivates me to seeing a happy client, because I know a happy client, I'm getting a referral or obviously that client will come back.
Yeah, they're definitely. Talking about then suppliers and buying, did you have to raise capital, or how did you raise capital? Is that still a thing even right now? And I don't know if government helps, or some other women, you know, organizations that support women entrepreneurs like yourselves. How did you raise capital, and how do you continue to raise capital?
All right. You know how it all started.
Yeah.
Because when it was starting in the beginning, it was really tough. But one had to make those decisions and sacrifice. So where it all started, like how I raised the funds, honestly, from my salary. And we know most salary, we call it viewers.
Yeah, yeah, well, viewers
it's,
and it's
not
gone.
It's not really much that you can say.
Yeah.
But I had to kind of make some sacrifices because I knew what I wanted. And I sacrificed things that were supposed to be self-entertainment to myself to invest in my business. You can see that I've got short hair. I don't have weave. I had to save so that I can be able to invest in my business.
Okay, you've got kids that you obviously love and adore, and some of this work that you're doing is for leaving a legacy for them. How has running a business affected you? Do you get time with them? You know, do you get, you know, so busy that sometimes we have to say to them, mommy is not going to see you tonight. I'll see you tomorrow. Like, how does that running a business affect your family?
It does, but one of the main important things that I had to told myself that I need to be able to balance this because at the same time I had to be the best mother. I need to be able to assist them with homework. I cannot say no, guys, please don't come to me during this time. I'm busy with my whatever. I will only be able to attend to you at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock they're sleeping. They're tired. I mean they're at school the whole day. You understand? And so because I've learned that some of the people that were struggling to balance, you realize that the family side has suffered because they were putting the business first. The business has failed because they were putting the family first. It's all about finding the balance. It's really not easy. It's really not easy, but it's really all about finding the balance. And in between that, you also have a social life. Your friends wants to meet with you. You see, and you're like, hey, my lady is not today. I'm busy, not today. But you have to find the balance.
Talking about balance then, right? So tell us your typical day. What time do you wake up? What happens in between? If I'm not wrong, there's also, like you said, social life in there and going to the beach and all. So, but for business, what time do you wake up? What happens between and what time do you go to sleep?
You know, the best time for me where I'll say I have time, it's in the evening because my kids, they know that by 8:30 they are sleeping. From there, that then that will I will start doing my own things so that I can be able to check maybe there's emails that I've missed in between and all that, so I'll be able to do that. And also in the morning I'll wake up very early and do my own stuff, plan my day so that I don't fall behind.
And what time do you then go to sleep, like after 10, 11?
Come again?
11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, is that normally when you would go to sleep?
I normally sleep around 10, 11, not beyond, 10, 11,
Okay, fantastic. The beach there, I mean, tell us a little bit there in Khonce or King William's Town, as it were. What's the beach life like there? I'm sure it's beautiful.
It's in East London. Even though I'm scared of water, I just go there. You'll see most of my pictures. Whenever I go to the beach, most of my, actually all my pictures,
That's it.
Me and water,
I thought that's
to the point that I always have.
You can go ahead, ma'am.
Okay.
I can hear you. You're saying to the point that I can hear. Okay, seems like
To the point that sometimes I'm being overprotective to my kids as well, because if they're swimming and they're going, that, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, if my kids are swimming and they're going that far, and I'll be like, "No, guys, you can't be going that far." But they'll be like, "Mommy, there's people behind us. We are safe." So
Yeah.
I'm scared of water. I'm scared of water.
I thought that's a Joburg people thing. I thought that was our problem because we don't have the beaches. So whenever we get to the beach, Fakanjamanya, and that's it. How can people from next to the beach also do the same thing? Hi bo.
That's Ukana, it's me.
Hey, Banina.
Ukana, that person is me here in Joburg.
Look
at coming
that.
From Clifton Cape.
Oh, okay. Right. That's beautiful. All right. So as we get to the close then, I want to then take this time to just cast a few eyes back in the 5 years. If there was one thing that you can do differently over the business, what would you do differently?
I would say I don't regret how I started because I've learned a lot, and that's how the business has grown and achieved some of the things coming from those learnings. So if I had to start over, I would start over knowing the needs of the market.
Ah, the needs of the market. Yeah. As they say, people like yourselves who are entrepreneurs are solving a problem in the market. That's predominantly why you are there. And what has been the most satisfying moment so far in business? I'm sure that big order was one of them. But if you were to just also look back at the 5 years, what has been the most satisfying moment?
The most satisfying moments in the few years is to get those is to get a big a client.
Definitely.
Like a corporate
Definitely.
Companies, and obviously whatever that I was able to supply, they were happy. So I was that also has built me as an individual, that you know what, there's still people out there that are gonna go out and also market my business. So that has been one of the biggest win in my business.
I know 5 years from now, at least 5 to 10 years from now, as Business Sense, we'll be back to check in with you and say, hey, you know, we spoke in 2024, how's business now? But where do you see the business in the next 5 to 10 years?
So in the next 5 to 10 years, honestly, I want to be seen as a preferred supplier in branding, in Joburg, in Eastern Cape, definitely not forgetting where I'm coming from, guys.
Yes.
So, or should I say in South Africa?
Yeah.
So I want, when people think about a corporate gift, they shouldn't be thinking far. Mm. They should be thinking about me. When people think about they having birthday party, they want to some stuff, they should be able to think of me. Schools, metrics jacket, they should be able to think of me. That's where I'm seeing myself.
Yeah, fantastic. Before we get into any final last words for people who are looking up to you, specifically women entrepreneurs, where can people call you or at least access your services if they need them? Where do they go?
Right. So they can call me. My number, it's 082 476 3014. My email address, it's Busimgogoshe@Ndange Logistic.
Mm.
Yes, that's where I'm available. Mm. I'm available on Facebook, but you won't see most of my stuff on Facebook. But if that's my number, you can send me WhatsApp, you can give me a call. Mm. I'm available to assist.
Ah, fantastic. And any final words, specifically to young women entrepreneurs?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. You know, there's unemployment rate is too high, and with it being too high, many people think that having tenders are the answer, and forgetting that you need to be connected. They think that having tenders is the answer, and you need to be connected to someone in order for you to be able to do something. But they haven't said down and think, what is it that I love and enjoy? Because if I do what I love and enjoy, even if my connection, which is Tapelo at this moment, cannot be there tomorrow, but because I love what I'm doing, I'll be able to do it. So what I'm going to say to my beautiful ladies out there, and it's a woman's month. So thank you for having me in a woman's month.
indeed.
Yeah. So whatever. Come again?
No, I'm saying indeed. It's a pleasure actually to have you during Women's Month.
Yes. So what I'm going to say, the very same thing that is frustrating you, that's your colleague. That's your colleague. The very same thing that is frustrating you, that keeps you awake at night, just focus on it. That's your calling. It might not be built today or tomorrow, but spare time to focus on it. That is your calling.
Sure,
and also especially with us single mothers, there's a lot that we can do, because sometimes we tend to have an excuse that no, I don't have support structure. You actually do. Look at the people that are around you. The people that are around you, check your surrounding, because the same people that are surrounding you is the same people that is going to support you. They might not give you money, but they will pray for you. They might not give you money, but they will advertise your business for you.
Fantastic. Sure. Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, ma'am. And we wish you nothing but the best with your business going forward. And as mentioned, that in the next few years, we'll check in again with you just to see how things are going. But we appreciate you. And once again, happy Women's Month to you as we round it off. But thank you for joining us this evening, and may God bless you.
Thank you so much, Tapelo.
Thank you so much. Of course, that was Mdange Logistics there talking to us this evening a little bit about their business, Usisibusi, telling us Oguti, how did she get to be where she is and what exactly they are doing. So if you're looking for corporate gifting, well, you know, if you're in East London and Eastern Cape and the length and breadth of this country, but also within the SID territory as well, you do have someone who can do that.
Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.